We were holding Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph on top. We just answered that Kedei Lefarsamo Shenifteru Min Abchira. That it could be the reason why the Mishnah says that if you have a Behema Gasa that was Shishfas Charoras Dam that let out a clot of blood, the Mishnah says a Rezu to cover. So first you learn the reason why you have to bury this clot of blood is because you have to be afraid. Maybe that's the Uber. We're talking about the first one. Maybe that's the Bechor. It has Kedushas Bechor and you have to bury it. But then the Gemara said not that. The Gemara said that Rabbi Chiya said, it's not Mitama, not a Magen, not a Masa. So it has no Tumas Magen Masa. So the Pshat is, that's not the Vlad, that's not the Bechor. So then the question was, what do you have to bury it for? So the Gemara says, yes, the reason why you have to bury it is that Lefarsim, you have to be Mefarsim, everybody should know about it. Sheniftur Min HaBechorim. To know that there was a Vlad at least, like she had a miscarriage, the baby, the Behemoth. And therefore the next one she has is not going to have a Kedushas Bechor on it. Gemara says, "Lemeim, what do you want to tell me then? Tivlad mal yehu, that this clot of blood that comes out of the behemoth, like the first time it's supposed to be pregnant, it lets out a clot of blood. So what do you want to tell me that clot of blood is taka vlad mal yehu? It's really a vlad, and that's the reason why it's potter min habechor. The second one that comes out is has no kedushas bechor. So then the question is, v'yamayene metamel le'magav le'masa." Like, if you're going to tell me this is really the Vlad, so why doesn't it have Tumas Maga Masa? It should be like a Nevela. A Nevela has Tumas Maga Maga on it. So how could Rabbi Chiya say that this clot of dam has no Tumah on it, not if you touch it, not if you carry it, why not? If you're telling me now, look, who you have to, that the next kid that comes out is not a Vachor because this blood is called a Vlad, since so it should have Tumas Nevela on it. So my answer is, Amar Rabbi Yechon says, Mishum Bito Barayv no gubo. It has to do with Bito Barayv. Again, Nechanami. Really, this blood, this drop of blood, was the Uber, was the baby, and really that drop of blood should have Tumas Nevela on it. The Pshat is, though, it's coming out with a lot of other blood. So that drop of blood is Bito Barayv with the other dam that's coming out. And Rashi says, Bito Barayv gets mixed up with the majority of the blood. Loch Yena Metama Sheh Bito. Habosa brave dam, that piece of bosta that has a shame uber on it becomes botlin the dam, or else ganunim, shiotimo, the other colors that come out with it. And the Gemara says, the Ozda Rabbi Yechon Latam, Rabbi Yechon goes according to his own shita, that he holds that there's such a swar of bitter brave and therefore it has no tumor on it. The Yomer Rabbi Yechon and says that Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, that's the time of our Mishnah Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says that it's Behem Agash, it's what's the Kuras dam. To cover his shita, and also Reb Shimon is Omer Dovrechet. Yechon says both of them say the same thing. What are these two halachas now? The Reb Lezer ben Yaakov or the Amorim that this Chavoras dam you have to bury. Now Reb Shimon, my with Reb Shimon's halacha does not look like this. A Gemara Nida Hashilya, you have the placenta for bias. The placenta is in the house. Halacha is a bias tummy. The bias is tummy. Anisha was mapper, and she let out the shud. The placenta came out, and it's not nicker that there's a vlad inside it. So still, the halacha is the bias is tummy. And the pshat is loisha shul yivlad. Not that the placenta itself has a halacha like the vlad itself. Elishen shul yivlad vlad. The pshat is that there's no shul, no placenta without a kid. And for sure, there was a kid there. Elamai, it was Nimuk, Rashi, that dissolved. We also became, still it's Metame, still it has Tumah. Therefore, this placenta now has, like the blood inside it, has the Nimuka, the dissolve of the Tinik, that's why it has Tumas Mace. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, Vlad Nimuk, Achla Yotso. The kid dissolved before it even came out. And Rashi says, Makhmir, and put over there the time with Rabbi Shimon. The Yomer, what does Rabbi Shimon say? Abayis is Tor. The Chur, there's the Vlad that came out. Mishum Bito Brave Nogu by Masechta Nida. Because it's Bato Brave, even though the Dam is like the Vlad, but that Dam is Bato Brave with the other Dam. So the Kitzah, you see here, Rabbi Shimon holds that it's Bato Brave. And then we're not trying to bless it now, Mishnah also. So I said, Biyachon Lishitosa, Biyachon learns that the reason why there's no Tumah, Magil Masa in the Mishnah, is because that Dam, even though it's the Dam of the Uber, the Dam of Nevela, but the mice is bottle brave with the other dam. That's like Reb Shimon Shitir, that the dam becomes bottle brave. Now the Gemara says, Tinan Hosim learned over there on Mishneh Noilis, Ein Lenufolim Psichas HaKever. If a lady that's pregnant and she finds out that the Uba, the baby inside, is mace, so the halacha is that when her womb opens up, then the tumor comes out right away, the tumor, the mace of the Uba, and that's metam all the kalim in the house. It says again, Ein Lenufolim Psichas HaKever. When do we consider a psichas hakever, mean opening up of the womb of the mother, that the tumah should start to come out in the house even before the uber, even before she gives birth to the mace? So ein l'mafalim psichas hakever ad sheyagilu roish kepika, until the head of the uber, the baby, is white and fat like a pika, like a spool of wool. We'll soon see. As if we see later that the head was that big. So now the case here is where she started to give birth in one room, and before the baby came out, they moved her into a second room. So the halacha is all the kelim in the first room are tamei, because we said that there was a psichas hakever in that first room, even though the uba, the mace, did not come out yet. But since the room opened up, it's not called the tumah belua, but rather the tumah comes out, and therefore the kelim is tamei. Now, how big does the head have to be that we should say that for sure the womb opened up in the first room? So the head has to be the size of a kapika. Now the Gemara says, my kapika, what is this kapika? Samar tamachlekis. Omer Rav Huna says, kapika shoksemer. It's like a spool of wool. Now, O malechia barab le Rav Huna, Rebbe, pirish shel shesi oy shel arif. There are two types of spools of wool. One is used for the shesi. That's what you put in the womb, the loom, up and down. And that's a little thinner type of wool. Or shall orav, that's a thicker type of wool. So it has to be a thicker ball or a smaller one. Omla Yisrael, this is some athletics. Tanya, we learned. Pika shall shesi divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds it's enough that if the head of the uber was the size of a spool of wool that's used for the shesi, put it up and down, even if it's a smaller size, that's enough to make a psichas hakever, that we say that the womb opened up and the tumor comes out. Rabbi Yudu, I may know. Shall Arab, it has to be the size of the spool of wool are used for the crisscross of the loom. And that's a thicker type of a thread, and that's a thicker type of a ball. So it has to be a little bit bigger, the head of the uber, to say there was a psichas hakever. So those are two shiurim. Now Rabbi Leza, Rabbi Tzadikim, he says, Mishayira Tfifais. He says, no, how much of a psichas hakever does the womb have to open up? Enough that if you look at the womb, you can see, Tfitoi, we'll soon see what it is. You see some kamotim, you see some folds there, some folds. Someone says, my Tfitoi, what is this Tfitoi? Some of you says, Oh, my Shul name is Shmuel, Mishum Rablozer Rabbi Tzadik, that Kachoyo Meforshim Bishlam. This is what you explain in Yushalayim. What's called that you see Tfitoi in the womb of the mother? That it's like kapreda, it's like a mule, shekaras, that she bends down to let out the meraglayim. So a mule, Vaisa's Rashi says, bends down much more than other chayes and behemoths. Now when she bends down, the nearest you can see inside the womb there, pika mitech pika, the spool inside a spool, mashma, Rashi says, mashma da kamatim. They were like folds, bends there. The kids said, when you can see inside the womb the folds and the bends of the womb, that's enough to make it a psichas hakever. Mashvi, even though they're not open up enough that a spool could come out from there, but akoponim, once the womb opened up a little bit, that they could see any little bit inside the folds there, that's also considered a psichas hakever. Then now we do not consider the mace inside like belua, to say the tumor does not come out, but rather we say there's a hole there for the tumor to come out, and the tumor comes out into the house even before the actual mace, the uber, comes out. Now, Omar Rav Huna, Shemati, you heard over that shtei pikois, there are two type of pikois, akha shel shesi, one shear is the shear, the pika, this ball of wool that's used for the up and down, the akha shel orif, for the crisscross. The enu lefarish, I'm not sure for which halach is the shel shesi, for which halach is the shel orif. Kiyosi Rav Dimi came, Omar said like this, Omar Rav Yechanan, Sholosh pikois, Shemati, heard over three pikois, akha shel shesi, one is the size of shesi, v'yachas shlor, the size that goes crisscross, v'yachas shel pika, gedola shel sakoyim, and one is the big ball, we'll soon see that's made on the gedola shel sakoyim of sacks, we'll soon see that the type of seal that they use on top of the sack. We'll soon see. And Veinu Lefarish, I don't know how to explain these three shurim for which halachas that each one applied to. So Mark explains now that Kiyosi Rav, when Ravin came, Pirsha explained like this. Pirsha Mishmed Rabbi Yechanan. Shel Isha Kishol Shefi. That we go Lekul, we go Lekul Lechumra. That when Isha, again, is she starting to give birth to the Uber that's nice, so as soon as, if the head was big enough, like the size of the spool of a Shefi, that's the thinner threads that you use for the up and down. If that's the size of the head of the Uber, so then we say even in the first room, before the Uber came out, there was a Psichas HaKever, that the womb opened up already wide enough that the tumor came out even in the first room. Shel Behema, let's say Behema is giving birth now to a dead Uber. Sirastana Shel of Tumas Meis is the Shel of Tumas Nevela of Tumas Maga, if you touch it. So when do we say if you touch now the womb there, that you become Tamei? Like this is the Uber of the Behema, even though it has a dead Uber inside it. Close the man, the womb is closed, even though you'd stick your hands inside there, the Gemara says in Chulin, you tore. It's called Tumah Blua. When do we say the womb is open wide enough that if you stick your hand there and touched it, you'll have Tumah Samaga? That's Kishal Arif. Here it has to be a bigger opening. It has to be the opening of a bigger spool, the thread that you use for the crisscross on the loom, which is a little bit thicker than the Shesi. So that's these two shiurim, shel shesi is for Isha, and shel oriv is full of behema. Now where's this big shear of pika gedoyla shel sakoyin, a big spool that's used for the big sacks? Kedetnam, like we learn like this, that gush, a clot of dirt, habo mi beis hapras, that comes from a beis hapras, that's a tomim de rabbonin. That was a field that had a kever, a mace was buried there, and then later on they plowed over it. So you have to be, you have a suffix, maybe all over the field there's a mace there, there's a tumah of the mace. So you bring a piece of dirt from that field, the rels from the Eretz Amim, from outside Eretz Yisrael also have the same tumah mace on it. So shiurei, how much dirt do you have to have here? Like in Eretz Yisrael now, that much dirt, to say I'll have a tumas mace on it, I'll be metama boil, I'll be metama truma. Rashi says, how much shear, how much dirt do you have to have? You have to have the size of a clot of dirt. Shear kepik gedol l'shal sakoyim. Again, so this shear is kepik gedol l'shal sakoyim, which Amar explains now. Shu kechoisim hamatzufim. That's like the seal they put on top of the covering. The yeshnu b'tzad ha'elyon is on the top side. Shel magufas achovias hachalomis. Rosh Hashanah means from Beis Lechem, where they used to make barrels there, and they used to seal the barrel on top of the cover. So enough dirt that you can make a seal with it. That was the shear that if you have that much gush, that much dirt, it's metama. So that's the shear of this biggest soil. So sakoyim means how much dirt you need to bring in the house. It's metama mishum, offer of Eretz Samim, or offer of Beis HaPras. The Rashi says, Gush is offash, you're right, the Tamabir, the Sarafol of Trum of the Kotchin. So Rashi says, this, Beis Alachmas, Rashi Yeshad Elyon, Ye, Kleimar, Sheshnum Yeshad Chaysam, the seal that you make on top of it, Shakisa Shaysam Chavi Shacharis. It was an earthly barrel, which was Rocha Melamat, and the bottom was very wide. The Chatzas Achobis, for Elochum Eskatza, got very narrow on top. So Elyon means the top part of it, used to put a seal on the top. How much dirt you need to make the seal on the top of it, that's the shear of how much dirt you have to have, the Tamei Tumas or Mace. Now, Omer Rosh Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyo, Rosh Lakish says, Nu Aloch, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyo, Halakeach Tzir Miyamor, somebody buys tzir, somebody buys brine, that's fish brine, off an Amoritz, so you have to be afraid maybe the Amoritz touch it. And if there's more water there, we'll soon see, than fish brine, then the water is makabel tumah. So therefore, in order to make it tor, is mashik of a mayim. Let it just put it into the mikvah, and that's the lach of water, talmudic water, when that water just touches the mikvah water, that's called hashoka, they touch one another, the water becomes tor. The tor, some more explains them a monashach, this helps the monashach. That this seer should become tor with hashoka, because like this, if there's more water here in this juice than the tzir, than the brine, than the juice of the fish, if so, then the mayim, it's a mashke, it's mekabel tumah. But if so, because it's by the amoritz usually is tummy, is metama the mashke. But kivan the obudlu hashaka, now that you put into the mikvah and the waters touched one another, So Taharalu, you're metari this water. Now Rashi says, how does this Indian of Hashoka works? Rashi says, even though usually an oichel in the mashkir does not have a tar in the mikveh, but maya sakulu hashoka, water helps. Devi kemoshe zoron v'chayze v'noitlon, as if you planted it and then you shezoron v'chayze not, and after you planted it, pick it up again. Because the zriya, when you plant something, that's metayrit, like learning this in Mishnah's truma, that you see like truma shenitmo, the plants of truma they came term, and then you plant them again, they become Torah. There also, when you make hashok, it's like you're planting the water in the water. Therefore, by mayim, the special halacha becomes tor with hashoka, but not by other mashkim. Therefore, the Mursa's vayta. But what's going to be the other side of the v'ruba tzir ninu? Let's say the majority here is tzir. It's the juice of the fish. If so, tzir loy bar kibulitumu. Tzir is not something that could be makabutumu. Rashi says, why does Zeya Biyamu, it's called like sweat. Shayetzim in Adogim, Kishamochanoisim, when you salt the fish, this sweat comes out. It's not called the mashka, it's not Makabatumo. Says, so, Mayik, what do we have to be afraid about? Mishum Hanach Miyuta Demaya. That maybe the majority here is Tzir, but there is a little bit of Mayim that's there. If so, Hanach Bitulilu Beruba. This little bit of water is like bottle in the Roiva the Tzir. Therefore, it's not considered like it's tummy anyway. Therefore, even though hashaka will not help now because the water is like both to the tzir, the main thing is the tzir has no hashaka, but the water, vice versa, even if it was makabel tummy, but it's bottle, beroiv in the tzir. Therefore, monashach, if it's rov mashke here, rov mayim, yes, it helps hashaka. If it's rov tzir, then a little bit of water is bottle, beroiv in the tzir, it's tor anyway. Therefore, that's what. Rish Lakish says, Mishum Reb Yuda, that you could be make Hashoka. On this Amr, Reb Yimer, he says back, Lo Shonu, this only helps Hashoka, Elo Litvo Ben Pitay. If you want to dip your bread into this dish now, you like to dip your bread in here, we say again that the water there is Bata Baroi, and it's here, and therefore it's Torah Manashach. Avul Gedera, let's say you want to throw this whole dish now into a big pot, that you're cooking there, loy, then you can't throw the salt sear into the pot. In other words, if you want to use the salt sear with this water altogether, then it's also. What's the reason why? Because motza minas minoy v'neir. When you throw this salt sear into this pot of water, so now the water in the pot is going to wake up, become a part of the water in the tzir. So even though the meat in the tzir, that water was bottled, but now when the water meets up with other water, it becomes rave water here, and it wakes up. And now that original water wakes up, that original water really was tummy. So that water now is going to be metama, the other water, and then everything will become tummy. So if for this bit, it will not help. That's the klal of chayze v'neir. Later, when it meets up with other water, it wakes up, and together now it's like water here, and therefore this water is tummy, therefore it's awesome. Samara says, Yosef Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi sat down, O komo lo shmaite, sit over this halacha. So mulai Abayi said back, no, like Abayi Yagas, and Abayi says, V'chi tumi shabot lo chosu ben yuroi. This tumi that was bottled first, as the chayzer is awake up again later, the core, once it was bottled, it's bottled. So why do you say now when you throw it into the water, even though there's rave water now, so the water mixes up, it comes together, but the first water, the core, was bottled already. The tumi went away, it doesn't come back. Omalei, so Yimi said back, V'yatla Tizbura, don't you Abayi agree to me, yes, that we say this svara of Chayze V'Neir, I'll bring you proof. V'yatnan, learn the Mishnah in Trumas. It says like this, so Truma, you have a measurement of so of Truma, of apples, Tameya, that these apples were Tamei. Shenoflo, now it fell into Lameya, Chulin, it fell into 100 times 100 saws of Chulin Torim, that they're all Torah. Rashi says, Lemeya Chulin Torim, Shlei Huch Shru, V'lei Timasim Nefilasim, these Paris now, these Chulin, water never came in contact with them. So they weren't Huch Shlei Kabotum, they came in a Kabotum. So they don't become Tumma when the other ones fell into it. So, Halacharis, Chulin, Lemeya Chulin Torim, so what do we do now? Really the Trum is Batal Brave, it's Batal Chad Bemeya. So Rabbi Lezer, says, Tiram, you have to take off like Truma one saw, v'tirkav and let that rot away. Shanyan, because I have a right to say with Rabbanim, he saw shenoflu, he saw shalso. But the same saw of truma tameh that fell in, now when you take off one saw, stam, as with Rabbanim, we have to say, we have a right to say that's the same saw. Therefore, it's again truma tameh, you just have to let it rot away, you can't use it. Rashi says, tira means yorim misham, saw, pick up from the saw. For tirkav and let it right away, kedin truma temeya, shani yemer. Now truma temeya, so rabbechil tasa bachila. That's Rabbi Elazar Shita. On this, v'chachomram nechom say, tala, true, you have to take out one saw, but for techel, you light eat it though. Rashi says, tala means tiftol, it's bottle, v'teyocholim chulin, you light eat it with its chulin. Omishum zera, also zera, kedin, just remember the aloch of truma, Yitin damel l'kayin. If you want to give the value over to the kayin, or else a yorim imenu soros, take off a sor worth of here and give it to the kanim tit. For korban and korban chomim, everything you're allowed to eat here is b'teichel, but you should eat it only nikudim. Rashi says b'yavish when they're still dry. Make sure no water comes upon it. Rashi says the yachshav afagav sheish b'tumah u'tayra. Even if you want to say there is some tumah mixed in here. But ain't metama the Torah. It's not metama the Torah. B'lei hechsher. Therefore, the tumah is betela b'teira, and therefore, not eat the whole thing. The true mishaboy tak is boto chad b'neya. As the din tumah mishaboy, since this chulin is dry, it wasn't uchsher kabo tumah. It still remains tor. That's why she did nikudu when it's dry. I kloy yisrael eat it. Also when it's roasted, also dried, not the kabo tumah. Or else I tilu shos if you want to make a dough out of it. Knead it, but may peris. Don't use water, but use may peris. May tapuchim, apple juice, tusim. So these things are may peris, which are not machshir, also not hukshla kabatumah. So as long as the chulin is not hukshla kabatumah, it all remain tor. Or else another way to is, loyti cholek l'isois, divide up into small amount of doughs, there should be no one place that has the beitzah worth of eichel. But that's a locha, pochus mikabait says not makabel tumah. So the kids are just make sure that the chulin is not able to makabel tumah. And then you'll have to eat everything. But the Tanya Law, we learned over here that oisa chulin, the Rebbe Lezer, according to Rebbe Lezer, he says the one saw you take out, that's like the saw temeya. And the rest of the chulin you'll have to eat. So the rest of the chulin, even according to Rebbe Lezer, we have a shala matei aleim. How do you have to eat according to Rebbe Lezer? Like, do we really say when you took out the one saw of Trumalite and you say b'mnei like it's Tumeya, it's Tirkav, do we say that's really the Tum is out of here? And now when you go to eat the Chulin, can you even eat it, even though it's wet? Or maybe no, you still have to be Makbit to make sure it's dry, because you have to be Choshin, maybe the Tum is still there. So yes, that's the Loch. Even according to your blessed, we say the Din is Ma'am Matei Aleim. So it says also, Yerchlo Nekudim Shidit, when it's dry, or you close when it's roasted, or you loish my peris, or else knead it with apple juice, or it is chalak liiso, divide up in a small dose of a vachlo, yehei kebetsa v'mokam echod. There should be no kebetsa in one place to make sure it won't be mekabel tumah. And again, v'yom ula says, my tam, what's the reason? Like, why don't we say this chulin gemurin according to Rabbanin, like, why don't we say like Hebron's botla? So, one, and especially according to Rabbi Elazar, he says, Shani Yoimi, you say the part you took out, that was a tumah. So even the leftover, why do you have to eat it? But it's dry, why can't you eat it even though it's wet? So Mara says, Gzeira, it's Gzeira, the Gadin over here. That Shem Yovi Kav Chulin Temeyim Mokam Acher. Maybe you bring a Kav of Chulin, of food that's tomate from someplace else, and you take out of this bunch now of a Kav V'yoid Meminzeh. You take out an equal measurement of a kav and a little bit more from this mixture of chulin. And so you'll think to say, if talinu beruvay, that the tumah becomes bottle barayv. You have one saw, one kav of tumay, and you have a kav v'yoyd more than that kav of tairim, so it'll be bottle barayv. But now, v'chi von di kahay mashum, but since in this mixture, there was first a saw of tumaya there, so in every little bit is mixed in a mashu of tumah. So we have to be afraid that in this kav yoid there is a little bit of tumah. So now when this mixes in, motza min es minoy, when it comes and mixes in with the other kav of tumah, the nero wake up. So you see clearly that even though the tumah was already bottled in the meyah chulin teirin, but later when this little bit of tumah will mix up with other tumah, and that will become the majority, it wakes up and still has the din of tumah. So here's the kashan abaya, how could you say v'chut tumah shabah or chayze v'neyer? Here we see clearly a mishnah in Tyrus, a mishnah in Trumas, that it is chayze v'neyer. So this abaya answers back and says, no, omalei, im tumah oireres tumah. You just see here that tumah, this other kav of tumah, could be ma'orah, could wake up this first little bit of tumah. That yes, but tyra reres tumeya, that you don't see. But in our case series, you're saying you can't throw this seer into a k'deira, which a k'deira is tyra. So what do you want to say? This torah dekah water should wake up the water of tumah to give it a shem mayim. That you don't say, since the right water right now is tor, and the original small amount of water was bottle ready. But since it was bottle ready, maybe you don't say chayze v'neyer. Skitz, that's a bias kasha. Where do we see it say chayze v'neyer when it comes into a dove of tor? Over here in the Mishnah in Truma, when it's coming into tuma, and a chanami tuma could be mara tuma. But now in case where the steer is coming into a dove of tor, here we don't see it could be chayze v'neyer. So therefore, that's a bias kasha. That could be a mirror. Where do you see such a yisait?
Alright, we'll stop here, but now wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We'll do the other next plot on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over.